program you're about to hear involves slack confidence with parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church of subgenus, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Well, you know, I've been thinking about the way smooth music goes. Takes time, I think, day by day. I want you to relax. Just listen to what I say. La, 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 I'm the maker. I'm the maker. I'm the maker. Oh, yeah. Of smooth music. Back thinking about your woman or your man. This smooth music will make you wonder. You know it can. I want you to feel this in your mind. 'Cause you know everything's gonna be fine. I'm the maker, I'm the maker, oh yeah, of smooth music, M-U-S-I-C. Can't you feel it a little bit, smooth music, M-U-S-I-C. In your mind, 'cause you know everything's gonna be fine. La la la, I'm the maker.
That's right, Seekers. Yes, we're the makers of smooth music here on WREK Atlanta. I'm your little friend, the Reverend Susie the Floozy, and we're going to have an upbeat show for a change tonight, and we're going to go long with a big, crazy finish, too. And everything's been digitally remastered. Well, most of it, anyway. Well, a sizable chunk. Oh, yes. You know, Seekers, I already had Tom Ardolino's two LPs, volumes 1 and 2 of, oh, these wonderful songs. You've heard them here in snippets and dribbles for years, but I never explained them until now. They're called song poems. You know those ads you see in the back of magazines, your poems set to music? Well, if you're a lunatic with $75 to $400 to blow, hey, you know, any crazy with a little extra SSI to toss around could budget in a semi-professional version of some mad dream or another. Oh, and some Elliot Rosewater type sent in song after song after, oh, Seekers, it was just magic for my tastes and yours. And believe me, I know what you like by now. Not that I ever give it to you. So appreciate this break, because next time I'm here, it's back on your heads, capiche? You know, you can't seem to spell Americana without screed and delusion. Don't ask me how, but rabid patriotism has resulted in some memorable collaborations between the psych ward and the studio. And this one, Seekers, is an actual song poem 45. Only the best for you, she lied ably.
We have so many great things to be thankful for. On Thanksgiving Day, the riches of our land in beauty alone, its mountains, oceans, deserts, and cities. are superb. We cannot look at all of these and not know that God is right here with us. Our thanksgiving blessings are great. We can raise our children to love our country, to read how the pilgrims came on the Mayflower to America, so we may live in freedom as we do today. Our children can learn how our forefathers established the government, the Constitution, the two-party system of America. Today the children can learn from television how the candidates for president and vice president are nominated. So we, the people, have the privilege of voting. Our thanksgiving blessings are great. There is no land which does more to help the less fortunate with benefits, hospitals, and other organizations. We are still a land of freedom where we have the chance to choose the line of work we wish to go into as our endeavor in life. We still have the freedom to worship in whatever faith we feel is right for us as individuals. We should count our blessings each day to know that this nation under God shall not perish from this earth. Our thanksgiving blessings are great.
In 1491, so Columbus could prove Earth, she round like a bun. He bargained some help from Spain's queen. She loaned him loot, three schooners to boot, for she plenty good sport and keen. Oh, Christopher Columbus, while you are still among us, if eastward lie toward westward sky, how do you point the compass? In 1492, one bright morning when sea come real choppy and blue, Columbus yelled down through the hatch, all hands on deck, we're sailing by heck for India's real spicy herb patch. Now Christopher Columbus, he is nobody's dumbus, for he can see around the sea as how to point the compass. Rough seas the ships toss with booms and creaks, while the sailors keep track of the days and the weeks. Then rumor has compass awhirl, the crew in fear, their ships coming near the topsy-turvy side of the world. Oh, Christopher Columbus, strange force that swing the compass on untried trip, could put his ship in mutiny-sized rumps. Land ho, the cry come, all hands ashore, then they meet much fine feather, Miss San Salvador. She lead them to her tribe's big chief, soon time real ripe for smoke'em peace pipe. Then there come much dance and big feast, and Christopher Columbus, no need to point the compass to dance and feast like hungry beast, and feel that he become us. They dance with maidens, boom pom, ole, not so interest in small talk, but much for the play. Come big water spout full of rain, much cats and dogs, and pollywog frogs, and Queen Isabella of Spain. Oh, Christopher Columbus, big flood, she tried to swamp us. Now off the ship, this end the trip. Things worse than mixed up compass. The dogs tree the cats, the bullfrogs croak, while Her Majesty stand there so wet she will soak. Columbus yell, how are you there? Queen show style, she unpucker smile. You got good Italian cigar? Columbus or Columbo, as awkward as a jumbo.
He swear that he is fit to be Queen Isabella's Dumbo. The weather soon clear, they dance again. Isabella turns sad sack as next feast begin. Now nice feathered Indians I've seen to Spain take me on Santa Maria before I forget I'm a queen. Oh, Christopher Columbus, what big, wild, merry rumpus. They smoked them pipe, had fun, damn sight, at all points by the compass.
On that very sad day, John F. Kennedy was called away. We didn't know he was leaving Washington to stay. And now he is gone. And all we can do is sing these songs. He had no fears. Even though many people have shed tears. And when John F. Kennedy was called to rest, I know then he did his best. He tried so hard to give each and every one a start. He tried to make the rich man see if it wasn't for the poor man, how could we eat? In Dallas, out in the street, someone wanted to see him defeated. He saw that there's really no use, because there's nothing anyone wanted to do. Tried so hard to give each and every one a start. He tried to make the rich man see if it wasn't for the poor man, how could we eat? On that very sad day, John F. Kennedy was called away. We didn't know he was leaving Washington to stay. And now he is gone, and all we can do is sing these songs.
His infinite wisdom put Richard Nixon on this earth to bring to us his heritage, one of priceless worth, a courageous leader and a blessed man, surely in God's plan. Infinite wisdom put Richard Nixon on this earth to bring to us his heritage, one of priceless worth. His heritage is from heaven, and the magic from above, the rapture of music and melody, of culture and of love. Yes, God in his infinite wisdom put Richard Nixon on this earth to bring to us his heritage, one of priceless worth. A leader with endless courage, a miracle you might say, and all who have met Nixon love him so, the genius of his way. God in his infinite wisdom put Richard Nixon on this earth to bring to us his heritage, one of priceless worth. God in his infinite wisdom put Richard Nixon on this earth to bring to us his heritage, one of priceless worth.
We all know we must have a president. This is true. A good, honest man he must be, and very faithful, too. He will always find that many are quick to disagree, though he'll meet them all with steadfast loyalty. He will be faced with many problems wherever the long road goes, with heartaches and discord more than anyone knows. He was chosen to be president by a strange turn of the day. So let's say thank you, Mr. President. We like you anyway. Gerry Ford's the leader of the USA. He's the one that should have the final say. There's a Senate and a House plus the congressman, but Gerry Ford's the president of this land. Gerry Ford is the president of this nation. He is doing all he can to fight inflation. When he needs our help, we must go along with him to help fight the bad things, for we are out to win. Gerry Ford's the right man for this land. Love for his family and for his fellow man. There's dissension in the land, trouble from abroad. He's taking peace to everyone and hopes to spare the rod. Gerry Ford's a man without a thing to hide. He's taking all our problems in his stride. He's doing all we can and tries to do much more. A good guy is he, that's President Mr. Ford. Gerry Ford's the president of the USA. It's time to get behind him all the way. Gerry Ford's the president of the USA. It's time to get behind him all the way. Gerry Ford's the president of the USA.
It's time to get behind. Can our government be competent? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can our government be honest? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can our government be decent and open? As the 39th president, he has spoken yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. As your president, I, Jimmy Carter, know it is possible to run a government efficiently and without sin or any corruption. I will do my level best to run the government decently without any statement of eruption. Errors and wrongdoings I will reveal to the public. For corruption while I'm in office, I'll not barter. I'll stand tall like Old Glory, faithful to the Republic. Security will prevail, as sure as I am the president. President Jimmy Carter. Can our government be competent? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can our government be honest? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. And open as the 39th president, he has spoken, yeah.
Jimmy Carter, our 39th president. Jimmy, Jimmy Carter, our 39th president.
I'm such a little man in our grand land, and God will save us if we understand. Oh God, the Savior of our grand land, we have to make our final stand. Now God is our only ramrod, God is the only one they'll fear. Yes, God is our only ramrod, protecting us while we're here, protecting us through hell, hate, and shame, while socialism is to blame. Please, God, keep your ramrod in motion, 'cause socialists have a big notion to destroy the world. So listen and think God is the most, and to him will be our final toast. Yes, on him will be our final toast, to Christ, and he is the most. There are crooked politics, politicians in disgrace, and on their crooked faces we will see disgrace. And by their disgrace, they will have to fall on their face, because God up on high will help us by and by. And God is the king against all beasts, and he is the man looking down from up on high that will help you and I destroy the devil's socialism. So believe in God until you die. I'm just a little man in our grand land, God will save us if we understand. On God, the Savior of our grand land, we have to make our final stand. Oh, I'm just a little man in our grand land.
Tennessee, its surrounding beauty overwhelms me. Brilliant colors of every description, speckled here and there, God's gift to nature with loving care. God is dead, says the world, what can they mean? This glorious sight that I have seen. What man can make a rolling hill? Yet it is there and still. There are those who wish it said, he lives no more, God is.
That wasn't so bad, was it? Liar. Oh, yes, that was our Thanksgiving Blessings Are Great by Norm Burns, the deathless words of Shirley Winters. And that was followed by Chester T. Finley's immortal Christopher Columbus and the Compass, oh, brought into being by Dick Kent. And then Benny Quick's JFK Was Called Away by Norm Burns and his Five Stars. And then Richard Nixon by Floyd Thompson, voiced by Rod Terry and the MSR Singers. Jimmy Carter Says Yes. Oh, yes, Waskey Elwood Walls Jr.'s immortal lyrics, as interpreted by Gene Marshall. And then we had two Ralph Lowe numbers. I'm not sure who wrote those. Of the USA, about Jerry Ford, who, well, he wasn't smart enough to fit in proper order between Nixon and Carter, but he's keeping track.
I fixed it for you.
And then Believe in God.
Dumbass.
I don't know who did that one. That was Ralph Lowe again. And God is Dead. That was the other side of that 45 I have by Norm Burns. That was written by Judith Ann Cohn, who knows where God's buried. Oh, but, you know, who needs politics to get worked into a psychotic slash artistic frenzy with these song poems? Any topic's fair game. Boy, do I mean gaming.
Thank you. such a high position. He's an every bow for me. Hydrogen, potassium to him. And that's the score. Yes, that's the score. But a torch for him I'll carry. Place I don't know what to do. I loved you truly. You thought I didn't care. Now all I see is blue atoms everywhere.
So I can disco, 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 disco. How long are you staying? I mostly eat Marisco. So I can disco, 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 disco. I am getting tired, waiting to be hired to do disco, disco, disco. If I don't get hired to do disco, 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 I will take a gun and become a Cisco. Disco, 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 I am going to get fired. Disco, 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 you make me so tired. Disco, 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 if I don't get fired, I am going to Jalisco and dance on a wire. Disco, 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 if I don't get Crisco, when I get to Mount Kisco, I am going to Jalisco and become a Cisco, and then to Frisco, become a Cisco, and move to Frisco, disco, disco, disco. I'm going to Mount Kisco.
Coming over to a place that never before has had a man, blasting off from Earth and into space, traveling mighty fast, that made the landing on the pen. Columbia orbiting to wait the time, the descended eagle is at its recline. To see is to believe, behold, the men came to walk on the sand, letting the world know we are first on the land. The two put up the flag and saluted the same, knowing never will be an end to their fame. Of course the president wondered, fully acclaimed, we did it all for Uncle Sam. They picked up rocks and sand to fill the bags. When they get back to Earth, they will all have tags. The time now came for Columbia to pick up the eagle, off once more and traveling through the sky. It came down, splash, into the sea. Coming back is to behold one of the wonders of the decade, because they made it safely back and onto parade. In quarantine they'll have to stay a spell, improving their health mighty well. Some time will be taken on them, making sure that they didn't bring back a gem. Tests are sure to say this, then they wouldn't have to play. All is well, the moon men are back, being happier, the danger's past. With all the anxieties, the ages last to be reunited to their families once more. This in time could be a saga of ancient folklore. Tranquil, tranquility, the moon men are back. The Apollo numbers keep growing with
thank you.
was Watermelon Man, done by Kay Weaver. No idea who wrote it, but Lola Montague wrote Hydrogen, Nitrogen, Potassium. That was done by Jim Hall and the Radio Pals. And then Norm Burns again with Blue Atoms. That disco, 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 I am going to Mount Kisco. That was called How Long Are You Staying by Bill Joy, singing the immortal words of Mary Urushia. And then the Moon Men. Yes, I hope they didn't bring back a gem from space. Oh, that was Gene Marshall doing the immortal classic by Dom Bettro. And then that last one was Astronauts, Mrs. D.J. Scroggins' words as interpreted by Rod Keith. Oh, only on WREK Atlanta, huh, kids? Which brings us to Rod Keith. Rod Rogers. Sometimes simply Rod with two D's. Rodney Keith Eskelin, the mad song-arranging genius of MSR Records, a wildly prolific studio session song stylist, capable of projecting feeling into the most psychotically mundane lyrics. And yes, some of this stuff is done on an early version of the synthesizer called the Mellotron. Now, at home, I've got an Optigan, which works on movie soundtrack technology. You know, sine waves printed on clear LP-shaped acetates, but the Mellotron managed to do its job with multiple tape loops and springs or something. It was an amazingly MacGyvered setup, and the sound produced by multi-tracking it makes for a marvelously squishy kind of organic sound, sort of like a subgenius carnival or something. Oh, and Rod was a master of the Mellotron. But he wasn't master of his brain. I'd always heard about how he was no longer with us, but it wasn't till I saw a documentary a few weeks ago that answered the question about whatever happened to this immortal genius. Well, he wasn't so immortal. A troubled man, huh? Whatever demons drove him to create this magic took him out in 1974 when he jumped off an L.A. freeway overpass. But not before he left us all the staggering legacy of sheer sonic thrills, not the least of it being the legendary version of Mrs. Dorothy Schneider's song, The Beat of the Traps, an old favorite here on Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. So let's immerse ourselves in the stunning subgenius song stylings of Rod Keith, Rod Rogers, Rod Keith, Rod Rogers, Rod Keith, Rod Rogers.
Laying on the floor, someone I adore, creeping and crawling, going to explore. Little rubber, he's so warm and snug, when I hug, hug, hug.
want to keep me thrilled. Get down, wiggle it a little. Moving now like you're old. You're acting like I'm not all alone. You have to start moving your hips. Work on around to your knees.
So happy she would be. coming to town, looking for a maid. Wherever she goes, she needs a broken heart, you know. So sorrow and misery is so great. Oh, she's an angel, just like an angel.
Rodney Keith Escalon, Rod Rogers of MSR Records. Rod Keith. Rod Rogers and his swinging strings are gone, but with this heritage, he sure won't be forgotten. Oh, we started out with Little Rug Bug by Mildred Shankland, which went so well with Get Down and Wiggle It a Little by James O. Middleton, Atomic Wise by George W. Peters, and The Devil's Daughter was written by Ruth Tarshala, all interpreted by the song stylist, magician, Rod. And if you'd like to check out any of this song, poem, madness, Seekers, why don't you turn to the sources that I've consulted for this? Tom Ardolino, the drummer from NRBQ, years ago found an MSR album, and he was dedicated after that, to the point of releasing two brilliant comps, The Beat of the Traps and The Makers of Smooth Music. And then we heard a little bit from the American Song Poem Anthology, which just came out on CD. Oh, that's got a whole lot of them. But hey, if you can't wait to get a CD, you can check out www.aspma.com, the American Song Poem Music Archives, that has tons of MP3s of this stuff. Oh, keeping it all alive. So I guess that about wraps it up for this episode of Bob's Slack Time Funhouse. But take it from me, next week the Lymph Node Institute's going to be in the house. Good luck, seekers. You're going to need it. So why don't we have just a little bit more Rod Keith to go out on? F and O Moniz' great song, Watusi Wingding Girl by Rod Rogers and the Swinging Strings, here on WREK Atlanta.
Right out of 42nd Street, you can twist and dance to a musical beat. There you'll find the in crowd, they say, dancing and shaking in the hideaway. So come on out, cats, and dance with me at the Big New Discotheque. We can want to see Winding Girl, see her wind up and unfurl. And you see the water, see Winding Girl, I can tell you she's a pearl. Right out of 42nd Street, you can twist and dance to a musical beat. There you'll find the in crowd, they say, dancing and shaking in their hideaway. So come on now, cats, and dance with me at the Big Blue Disco Tea. We can water, see Winding Girl, see her wind up and unfurl. See her wind up and unfurl. See her wind up and unfurl. See her wind up and unfurl.
Good night, seekers.